Firefighters continue to battle a fire at the Port of Los Angeles this afternoon after a welding accident caused a 4-alarm fire at a port warehouse yesterday. According to fire officials, the fire is about 90% contained. 11 terminals in the port, the largest port by container volume in the U.S., have been closed as a result of the blaze. I spoke with one dock worker, Lee Ersick, who was there when the fire first broke out.
I was over across the channel at Eagle Marine Services, berth 302, working in the container yard, and we just saw lots and lots of billowing smoke, and we knew there was a bad fire going on. At first, we thought it was the oil refinery over there, Ultramar, because it's happened before a couple times. Didn't realize it was the pier until everyone saw the pier on fire, and everyone got a little crazy. Then the smoke was really bad, and next thing we know, we were evacuated.
Firefighters are having a particularly difficult time putting out the last remnants of the blaze because the structure underneath the warehouse is doused with a substance called creosote, which is a chemical used in the pre-World War II era to protect lumber from water. The fire department has its own special chemicals to battle the creosote, and they work similar to a product we're all familiar with.
It's like putting detergent in with your clothes. When you add detergent to your clothes, it allows the water and the soap to penetrate, actually get into those fibers and cool it down. Pull out with the dirt in when you're doing laundry.
Mayor Garcetti and other officials at a press conference today advise residents that if they see smoke or smell it, to stay indoors, close windows, and use air conditioners if they have new air filters installed. Here's Philip Fine, a local air quality management district official.
The two things we could be concerned about in a fire such as this is particulate matter, which there's national and state health-based standards for. And then the other thing we would worry about would be perhaps air toxics that might be produced when you're burning, say, that creosote that's in the pilings for the pier.
Some local residents say they've already experienced negative health effects from the toxic smoke. I spoke with Zoila Robertson, who lives nearby. She told me she had a violent reaction to the fumes last night.
I lay down, and I start like 15 minutes more later. I can breathe. I can stand there, almost die. I said, what happened? I was laying down and then I stand up and sit down in the bed and I smelling because I was sleeping, smelling so bad, and I taking my hands in the bed and I close the window, still smelling, and I say, I don't know what's happened, why?
She was also worried for her grandson, who was relocated from her elementary school because of the dangerous air.
I'm afraid for my grandson because he has asthma. He has asthma, and I explained to him, don't take the boy because his asthma is gonna be worse. And not right now, maybe in the future.
Officials expect the pollution threat to dissipate as smoke clears and firefighters put out the remnants of the fire. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Matt Heller.